From the KERA newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Americans have been following the visit of Pope Francis, most of them from a distance. At a watch party for the Pope's speech this morning, activists in Dallas are hoping that the pontiff's message spurs people into action. It took place at a place called Life in Deep Ellum. It's a kind of New Age Christian mashup of church sanctuary, art gallery, and coffee shop. That's where I find Elizabeth Villafranca. She's Catholic, and she's here to watch Pope Francis address Congress, projected on a big screen in the cafe.
He's amazing. I'm in love with him.
She's enamored of Francis's frank talk about being active in fixing the world around you. It's the core message of Christianity, she says. Help those less fortunate than you.
He's not making anything new up. He's not changing the creed. He's not changing the gospels. He's simply reminding us what the gospels say and what we should be willing to do if we really want to be followers of Christ.
That same idea motivates the group organizing this watch party. Faith in Texas is what it's called, and Lydia Bean is the executive director.
So at Faith in Texas, we're focused on fixing broken systems. And in theological language, we call it systemic sin. So sin is individual, but it can also be collective. It can also be systemic.
The organization wants faith communities to mobilize around education, policing, mass incarceration, and predatory lending. Reverend Edwin Robinson says it's about becoming active, just like the Pope.
We have seen faith traditions sort of all across the world really sort of working in this charity capacity. And now all of a sudden you see this Pope who says, yes, we're going to do charity, but we're going to also interject ourselves into actual issues of justice, right? And issues of politics.
Once Pope Francis started speaking, everyone in the room was riveted.
Mr. Vice President, Mr. Speaker.
Francis exhorted America's leaders to value human life and defend the dignity of all people. In Deep Ellum, the biggest response came when he called himself the son of immigrants. After the speech, Liz Magiana said seeing the first Latino Pope address Congress was exciting. She's Catholic and the daughter of undocumented immigrants.
Him saying the things that he said about the foreigner, about how we as a nation, as a developed nation, have that duty, right, to help those that are coming in. And remembering our very roots, right, the fact that we are a nation of immigrants and we've always been the backbone of this nation.
Faith in Texas isn't done with the Pope either. It's planning a rally at the Dallas County Jail on Saturday, one day before the pontiff visits inmates at a Pennsylvania jail. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.